producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Again on America Tonight, a couple of days before Thanksgiving, joining us from the site of the soon-to-be Nor'easter, Ellen Ratner from Talk Radio News. I think the weather follows you, Ellen, by the way.
You do.
Yes. Yes. Is that what they're talking about in New York? It's not good. No. They're talking about a lot of snow. You know that, right?
I know. I'm heartbroken.
I love that. All right, on a more serious note, of course, all of us are so focused on what's happened in Ferguson. And the big question we ask this on the show is the governor, the Missouri governor, Jay Nixon, to blame for some of this violence for everything that happened during the day on Monday?
Well, you know, that's the big issue. And the mayor of Ferguson is blaming the Democratic governor, I believe Jay Nixon is Democrat, and saying that he should have added more troops, that he is to blame. Well, you know, that's going a little far, because he was under a lot of real hassle for the amount of troops he did have, saying, you know, they were planning on this and they shouldn't have planned. I mean, you know, it's just a lot of name-calling.
Yeah, a lot of name-calling. And hopefully there's not a bunch of big fallout again tonight, because it was really awful. I'm sure you saw what happened in Ferguson and a few other places, but especially
yes,
there.
Yes, it was not
the,
just limited to Ferguson. There were some other problems all across the country.
Yeah, terrible. All right, so we'll wait and see, and obviously we're going to be on the air, and we'll see how this all plays out. The other thing that we've been talking about a little bit, because so much has been focused, obviously, on Ferguson, is Chuck Hagel and people trying to dissect, well, what happened here? What are they saying in D.C.?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, there is really I'm not going to call it a cover-up. I'm going to say it's certainly a PR attempt, because they said that there was no bad blood between Hagel and the president. He considered himself a strong partner inside the national security team. The secretary and the president agreed that 2 years was about the right time for him. It's not uncommon, at least under this commander-in-chief, for defense secretaries to stay about 2 years in length. Well, that is the glossiest gloss over I have ever heard.
I like that, the glossiest gloss over, absolutely. And the former defense secretary is just not going quietly into that good night, I suppose, or at least the people around him want to know what happened.
If they think Leon Panetta wrote a bad book, wait till what this guy writes.
Yep, I'm sure he'll get a lot of airplay. All right, you'll understand this and appreciate this, I think, anyway. And you sent me a link to it, and I read this earlier in the day about the FDA and what they're doing with the calorie labeling, the new rules when it comes to fast food menus like McDonald's, etc. What do you think about that?
So if a place like McDonald's has 20 or more locations, they have to post the calorie content of the food in a clear and conspicuous way on their menus. Now, it's very interesting. Starbucks in New York City has to do that, because those are the rules in New York City. You go to Washington, and there isn't a calorie count on that muffin. But in New York City, there is. So they are saying that Americans eat and drink about one-third of their calories away from home, and they expect clear information. This is Margaret Hamburg. She is the FDA commissioner. And they are now, a lot of people are saying, well, it what is it going to include? What isn't going to include? It is going to include alcoholic beverages, and also in places that have our entertainment, movie theaters. You know that popcorn that you like? Well, it's going to have a calorie count.
Oh, and that calorie count's going to blow people's minds. You know that when you put butter on popcorn, it's incredible how fattening that is.
Oh, my gosh. That's right.
I know.
When I went to what I call fat camp, I went to a couple of those places to lose weight, you know. And one of the things that they do is they served you air popcorn, and they tell you not to put butter on popcorn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's bad. It's like thousands of calories if it's really saturated in it. All right, speaking of calories, have a great turkey day.
Thank you. you very much, and you too, and we'll talk to you right after Thanksgiving.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Ellen.
You got it.
So what's going on in Ferguson? This is day two, and the tension there has gotten much worse, especially as the deeper it gets into the wee hours. People are thinking that this is going to end up like Monday. There have been some overturned cars. There's been a few fires as well. Roads have been blocked in major cities. There were definitely protests, very apparent today, that there were a lot of people that decided they were going to take to the streets, not just Ferguson. So around the U.S., on a short week for many people, because it is almost Thanksgiving, from New York to L.A., coast to coast, many cities in between, too, the large swath across the U.S., a lot of people flooded streets. I mean, that's the best way to say it. And this is a day after we learned there wouldn't be any criminal charges against Officer Wilson for killing Michael Brown. So protests really, really cropped up in 170 cities, I guess, in all, and counting all of the people that that were out there. And they called them die-ins, where they would lay in the street. And then there were other protests where it was about signs and marching with different hands in the air, for example, meaning the hands up, that he had his hands up, and a few other symbols that we've come certainly to see. Now, let me give you some examples. Protesters shut down lanes of the FDR and East River Drive in New York. Very, very big area there. They were chanting just Mike Brown, Mike Brown. There were also some that flooded onto a parkway in New York City with police walking alongside that demonstration. There wasn't any big confrontations there, which is very, very good news in as far as protesting is concerned. Then in Los Angeles, they have allowed people to vent, certainly there. They're saying they're not detaining people. They don't have any property damage, so that's all right, as long as there's none of that going on. In a couple of different areas, in the La Brea area, they've shown up, a lot of protesters. In Boston, they think about 1,000 or so went to the streets on Tuesday night, and they're saying that completely peaceful, so no problem. Police are there, but they didn't have any problems. In Washington, you had, again, the laying down on the sidewalk outside of police headquarters. It's what they call, I'll say it again, die-in, and they had handwritten notes, some of the protesters, on their chests and whatnot. In Minneapolis, a woman in a group blocking an intersection, they say, was actually run over by a car, and that's a terrible thing. The driver of the car honked at the protesters before knocking a few people onto the hood of the car and apparently ran over a woman's legs. She was hospitalized, the good news, with just minor injuries, because it looked worse. In Chicago, 200 or so, a sit-in Black Youth Project, that was the group outside of Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago's office, on Tuesday afternoon. They're staying there for 28 hours. In Atlanta, 300 people were following Public Enemy's advice, and when they gathered to protest the decision, the Public Enemy anthem was pumping from speakers out of downtown Atlanta Square, capturing kind of the mood of that crowd. It was the familiar song, Fight the Power. There was helicopters up above, but they didn't have any problems there either. So they're expecting maybe even some more protests in the next day as well. Some of the sounds and some of the reaction still to come here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Time is spinning round and round. Round and round, and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name,
it's heartbreaking sight. Seniors afraid to leave the house. School canceled. Kids scared to go outside and play. It's heartbreaking sight. Seniors afraid to leave the house. School canceled.
All right, you get it. It's Governor Jay Nixon saying they got to do better. It's a terrible sight. It's awful what's happening, and this is Ferguson, where protesters are overturning barricades, and they're swarming the courthouse. They're blocking traffic on the interstate. And, you know, we've had plenty of people in power, I'll call it, with supposedly some sway who have come out to say, geez, don't do this. You know, this is not the way to honor Michael Brown or his family. And, you know, hundreds of protesters are furious in Ferguson. I mentioned all of the other things that were happening around the country, and notice there weren't big problems there. There weren't flipped cars and fires and all of that. But the protesters in Ferguson, since the decision, the grand jury decision, they've, in both evenings, have disrupted traffic for hours in downtown St. Louis now, too, by blocking major, major intersections. And an interstate highway and a Mississippi River bridge connecting the city to Illinois. So riot police arrested demonstrators. It's over 60 people have been arrested now. And 44, there were people who sat down in the middle of Interstate 44 near the Edward Jones Dome there. They used pepper spray to disperse the crowd. Never a good thing when you see that happen. And then you had, I'll give you some more specifics. You had protesters who briefly blocked traffic on the Martin Luther King Bridge. They were there for 4.5 hours. So these are long protests, long protests. And the idea of what they were doing there, the four and a half minutes, actually, 4.5 minutes, and then protesting around that to 4+ hours. But the specifics of laying down on the bridge was the length of time Brown's body was in the street after he was killed by Officer Wilson. So the demonstrators also swarmed the steps of the federal courthouse in downtown St. Louis. They knocked over those barricades that I already mentioned, and they were chanting, "You didn't indict, we shall fight," and pretty much that's where we're at, and there still are some people who are protesting. Now, there is another side to this, because we haven't heard from Wilson since this whole thing has happened. And I mentioned on a previous show that there were a lot of television people who were jockeying to get the exclusive interview, to get the first interview with Wilson. And he sat down with George Stephanopoulos of ABC and said he's sorry, but his conscience is clear. He said that he did what he thought he had to do, or he would have been killed. Stephanopoulos asked him, you know, when Wilson told Stephanopoulos, he asked Brown to move out of the center of the street. He says Brown walked over to his car and pushed the door back as he tried to get out. He said, "As I looked back at him, punches started flying. He threw the first one, hit me in the left side of the face," which the pictures do show that. There's no question about it. He said he didn't know how many times he got hit. He knew there was a barrage of swinging and grabbing and pulling for about 10 seconds. He says he reached out of his window with his right hand to grab onto his forearm, and then, because he said he wanted to just move him away, and he felt this, you know, immense power. He said it was like a 5-year-old holding on to Hulk Hogan. That's just how big he was. He said he's large, powerful, that kind of stuff. So he hauled off with another punch. This is according to Wilson, and he hit him in the face. And he said that all he was thinking is, how do I survive? He said he didn't know if he'd be able to survive another smash like that. He reached for his gun and told him Brown to back off or he'd shoot. And he said that then he responded, "You're too much of a blank to shoot me." And said that Brown said that before grabbing the top of the gun. So he tried to squeeze off 2 shots. The gun jammed twice. And he said he reached the trigger guard to shoot. You know, Brown had reached the trigger guard to shoot Wilson. And he says then he got a shot off on his third attempt. And he said his aggression was mounting, the intensity was increasing, he was coming back again and again and again. He said there was another shot. He said he got out of his car and he went after Michael Brown. He turned around from 30 to 40 feet away and he reached into his waistband, he said, with one hand and made a fist with the other, and he started charging him. And he said his initial thought, which is what many people thought, was that he had a weapon. You know, some of the people were describing that's what it looked like, but then you had the other witnesses. So anyway, this is what Wilson said about what happened on that night, and went into great detail, about what happened, and, you know, that he was sorry for the loss of life, but he was doing his job and following his training, and he had never shot anyone before, let alone kill them. And he said he just wanted to live a normal life. But nothing is normal in this situation. The tension is over the top. Ferguson is not normal. And there is a lot of emotion still running very, very high in Ferguson and across the country, too. Now, you think, where does this stop? When does it stop? And if you're Darren Wilson, can you really remain a police officer on that force? He's married to a woman who is on the same force. So can they continue to stay there? I mean, you know, they're a couple. He's just newly married. So can he continue to stay in that town and do the job that he was hired to do? And the answer is right now he's not doing that. But most likely, I think the scenario is he would have to go someplace else if it's going to continue to be a protest, even if they kind of peter out. I think that he would be a target for somebody, maybe not even in Ferguson, who knows. But certainly now his face is everywhere, and he's easily recognizable because the story couldn't have been bigger. And the blame keeps getting foisted onto the media again and again and again on all aspects of this. You know, somebody said the stepfather, as we know, was pretty upset when there wasn't an indictment handed down the other day. So the stepfather was angry. The cameras were in their face, clearly. Whatever was going to happen, everybody was going to be able to, you know, everybody was going to be able to see it. And did he realize that? I would assume he realized that. But what he said at the rally is, burn this blank down. He screamed it. And then afterwards, on Tuesday, there was this outcry that why did the media show that? Why were they showing that? You know, you can't have it both ways. You can't cherry pick what's being shown. You had the witnesses who were saying that he had his hands up and he was shot in the back and all those other things that were then recanted with the forensic analysis during the grand jury. So all of that was out there on tape. So there's no way to do that. You can't accuse the media on one side and then you don't like what they have to say on the other side when they're simply just filming and clearly, you know, the cameras are there. And this is part of the deal, is the media the conduit for it? If it is, then you can't blame the television cameras that you're goading into covering everything. The peaceful protests make complete sense to me. The other stuff does nothing for the Brown family, does nothing for what happened there, other than to continue to exacerbate the problem. I mean, that's what it does. There are other avenues to pursue that are being probably pursued. So this is far from over at this point. There could be a civil lawsuit, which wouldn't be surprising. And then still the Justice Department, what are they ultimately going to say? There was another news conference, thanks to the attorney for the Brown family, Benjamin Crump, who said that the video that was shown all over the place definitely showed desperation and frustration and whatnot over the grand jury decision not to indict Wilson. And he said the videotape remarks by Michael Brown's stepfather were inappropriate, but said not to condemn him for being human. And the immediate reaction of so many was either, wow, are you condoning violence by saying that? And how can you condone it and then try to come back and step back on those words? Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends, some other things that are happening on the day. Don't forget, in our second hour, we have Nail the Score. Stay with us.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Across America and all your nooks and crannies. Besides the protest and the buzz over what happened in Ferguson and now police officer Wilson speaking out, saying, not so much speaking out, just saying, here's what happened, here's the details, and that's it. He was very, you know, matter of fact, here's what happened, and this is what I was trained to do, and this is what I did, and that's it. It was pretty much like that. Not surprisingly, as we've had this discussion about what happens in these confrontational situations, and of course, it's terrible that it happened, because then we wouldn't be rolling out more National Guard in Ferguson and having these conversations about, geez, I view it as racism, or I view it as just the cop doing his job, or who dropped the ball in the way this grand jury was handled. I mean, it just shows you, no matter what, in this nation, it's about sides. Democrat, Republican, one sports team event against another sports team. I mean, it is like that. And why can't we come together? I saw a sign somewhere that somebody had that said, let's just all come together. And I thought, man, that praise for that one. Let's all just come together. There's got to be a way to come together, right? And we certainly haven't heard the last of the no indictment and what's going to happen with Officer Wilson, and is there going to be more, and will there be another trial, meaning a civil litigation that targets him, which there's a possibility certainly of that. All right, there's some other things happening too as well as more National Guard troops roll into Ferguson. A lot of people on the East Coast are bracing for this storm. Could it be worse timing when you think of one of the busiest holidays, period, on the planet? Because so many people fly places either to meet people, go and have a Thanksgiving someplace else, go back home, whatever it is, you know, hook up with family. And now we've got this nor'easter that is hitting a big chunk, a big swath of the Northeast. So what's happening at some of the airports? Some people try to jump out early, realizing with this major storm smashing into the East Coast on the busiest, by the way, traditionally the busiest travel day of the year, not Christmas, not other holidays. This is the one, baby. You got about 30 million people that could be affected from North Carolina all the way up to the New England states, all the way up to our friends in Maine. They're saying long delays. If you are flying somewhere, you're listening to me, and you're jumping on a plane, do you know what the average time is? They're saying 3 to 6 hours for major airports in D.C., Philadelphia, New York, Boston especially. Heavy rain, snow, wind. Look for delays, cancellations, pretty much late morning through Wednesday evening. Now, anybody flying on Thursday, and I've done that. I've actually flown on Thanksgiving Day, and it was excellent. There weren't too many people on the plane. We flew through security, hooked up with my family, thank goodness, in Florida. And it was great because everybody, they were all there. They were all in Florida. It was a piece of cake for us to make that trip. So the people who are already booked on Thursday, you get through the worst of it on Wednesday, and then you're probably okay on Thursday. And we got a lot of rain that's hitting right now and a lot of snow, meaning all these problems that people traveling wake up to, because mostly you'll have the bulk of the population, I'm just going to say, of that 30 million plus. When are they going to try to travel? And the answer is on Wednesday, to get in the day before. So if you are flying, just make sure you check. And if you are listening to me and you are flying back, make sure you check on that too, because it could be good one way, brutal the other way. Sometimes you get stuck, you hit the snarl on the other side of it. But that should be okay for most people versus going there in the first place. I think the coming back will be easier for some people. But terrible timing for that, isn't that? Oof, terrible, terrible timing. Also, we've got, with traditionally, if you have kids at college, whether they're just down the road or further away, this is when, you know, you get a break and kids come back from college and you haven't seen them. And so usually it's pretty good for a lot of families. I'll tell you one place that I wouldn't want to be right now, the University of Virginia. They're suspending all fraternities and parties associated with any of that Greek stuff until January 9th. So you say, well, who cares about that? There was a wild article in the Rolling Stone magazine, which I get Rolling Stone, and I read the article. And it's appalling. It was like shocking. I couldn't put it down because I was like, you got to be kidding me. And it describes what they say is a rape culture at the University of Virginia. They're specifically started with one student's gang rape and then the frustration of trying to bring the attackers to some kind of accountability, and people just telling her, oh, you'll be banned from the parties, and you don't want to do that. I mean, even knowing what happened to her, it was the craziest thing I think I've read about any kind of assaults on campuses. And I can only imagine being the father of a daughter, how it would just split your head in half to read some of these things. But they responded, so once again, Rolling Stone has this article in depth and lots of sources backing it up. Now they're saying that give us a chance because we're going to talk about this a little bit more, meaning coming back on Monday, we're going to have a news conference to tell you our perspective, because it really made the students look crappy. Like, hey, they quote Tom Jefferson as though he's walking around the campus, how this was portrayed, and yet this is typical of the behavior of what they do. And it's a big issue there. But not just on that campus, on others. And what they portrayed it as, I mean, this was just a huge problem, that a lot of times the same thing, it had to do with dropping roofies, if you will, into drinks and getting, or punch or whatever, and getting people smashed to where they didn't know what was going on. So UVA is not looking good, and it's funny, I can remember, you know, even when I was going to school, people talking about to get into Virginia was just the greatest thing ever. And if you could just get accepted into Virginia, how incredible would that be? And then I'm reading this story and I'm thinking, wow, how incredibly not can that be? And it's funny because, you know, we go through the whole President's Day. We usually have this thing where we'll say, who's your favorite president? And pick your favorite president. And I always say Tom Jefferson, because he was about states' rights more than the overall. And I thought he had, as a founding father, some incredible ideas. And he was about education. He made sure there was a center of education. And that's how the University of Virginia was started. But he is rolling over in his grave over this rape at UVA as though it's, you know, hey, this is just a common thing. This is what happens here. So when they come back, it'd be interesting to see what the students have to say. Because right now, the party's all that whole thing suspended. And it's a pretty big school, sizable anyway. Yeah, I mean, sizable in the sense of over 21,000 students. And most of them are undergraduate. You know, 15,000 or so are undergraduates. And so this is not good. It does not represent well. And you just have people that are issuing all these statements and they don't condone it. Well, of course. I mean, who's going to come out and say, yeah, rape culture? I say, I have nothing to say about that. Of course, you're going to say they don't condone it. But what's going on in these universities? Are they paying attention to what's happening? I mean, listen, you can't police every single kid on a college campus. But for goodness sake, when it's consistently happening again and again underneath your nose, you would think that there would be a way to bust up the bad apples who should really be prosecuted and not have that stain on the reputation of the University of Virginia. Because make no mistake, it's a terrible, terrible thing that's happened to plenty of innocent, brand new kids to campus, because that's what it usually is. It's usually a freshman that they're talking about. I just couldn't believe it when I read that story. I thought, wow. I mean, and this was a piece of journalism. This was backed up. There were sources, the whole thing. So it's not, oh, rumor has it that this happens. No, it's much, much broader, or much, much more specific, rather, than that, than this, the broad strokes of we hear this is happening. All right, something else is going on in America, and it has to do with numbers. I always say you can attach numbers to things to give it value, and some of the numbers that I'm going to talk about coming up on We Can Count will shock you. That's next. Stick around on America Tonight.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We can count. Starts with this. Two Minnesota guys face criminal charges. Why? In connection with terrorist activities. That's what they're saying anyway. Here's the gist of this story. You have Abdi Noor, 20, and Abdullah Yusuf, 18. They're the ones that have been charged, and they're being charged with conspiracy to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. So Yusuf is under arrest, has an appearance in, or had an appearance in federal court. Noor is still at large. I already think that he's in Syria, and that's what the deal is, that they were connected to the terror group ISIS in Syria. So they were conspiring to hook up, travel from Minnesota to the Middle East, and they were going to start that whole campaign, dive in. I just don't get it, but this is happening in other places across the United States. But here they caught two in the net. Well, one is out, but one they caught for sure. And the FBI said they pursued a report from a worker at a passport office who was suspicious. There was an April interview about Yusuf's application for an expedited passport for travel to Turkey, and somehow that raised the alarm. because he had no firm plans, only kind of a little bit of a loose explanation of where he got $1,500 for the application fee, and he was suspicious during the interview when they were doing the whole interview thing. So that's why they investigated it and found documents that showed evidence of the travel to Syria and that they were going to hook up with ISIS. So bravo to the smart FBI dudes in Minnesota who put some of these pieces together, thanks to somebody really in the passport office who saw a red flag and said, no, something's not right in this interview. It's not right. It doesn't feel right. So they said something, and this is really the only way you connect the dots. When people have a heightened awareness, especially in those positions, because they could clearly see, well, where's that money coming from? It doesn't make any sense what's going on, making the trip to Syria. So the good news is, out of the whole thing, one was stopped. And this is happening in some other places, and a lot of it is through a passport office or something with the airport. Remember, that was the big thing in 9/11 that nobody recognized, the whole one-way thing, or in the flight schools that they didn't want to, many of the hijackers, turns out, didn't want to learn how to land planes, but they were flush with cash to learn everything else and then say, see ya, because they didn't care about the rest of it. Now, you know, we have more awareness of some of the possibilities, and that's why that happened there. Okay, let's move on to this one. We can count one heckler, one president. How about this? President Obama was in Chicago on Tuesday. He was pushing the whole executive action on immigration. He was at a community center in kind of a Polish-American neighborhood. And he kept getting interrupted by one heckler, then another jumped in. So there were a few hecklers there. And he started the speech by mentioning what was going on in Ferguson and told the people to be calm in Ferguson and not to resort to the whole violence thing that we had seen played out on the tube. And then he started talking about his plan and the idea of making 5 million immigrants eligible to avoid deportation. So that's your big number. We know about that number, right? And then he talked about some studies that showed that immigrants open 1/4 of all new U.S. businesses. So he's saying, listen, this is economically a boon to the United States, and that 40% of Fortune 500 companies were founded by immigrants or their children. And he says, you know, being a nation of immigrants, hello, this gives us huge entrepreneurial advantage over other nations. Of course, it would be great if they were here legally, right? And that started the whole thing where you had a couple of people starting to heckle him, and he stopped in the middle of the speech and said, you know, what won't work is people just shouting at each other. And he said, the president said, I've been respectful. I responded to questions because they yelled out some questions. And I ask you to let me speak and let the other people who are here hear, all right? And, you know, so this is starting to happen more with the press. And it happened Friday in Las Vegas. He was talking about immigration, the day after outlining the changes, you know, after the televised address, and he was heckled there too. And this one was pretty bad, though. So there's obviously activists who know where he's speaking, and they're showing up at some of these places. And as much as there are people that are on board with it, there are just as many people who are not on board with it. And I think that this issue, which I didn't necessarily believe was going to be a major part of 2016. Oh, it is definitely a part of what's going to happen as far as voters, I think, have in their mind when they go to vote for president next time around. Those that are happy about it and those who are unhappy. Here's a big number for you. The Pentagon is ready to supply, ready for this, 1.6 billion in chemical warfare gear, is what they're calling it, to Iraqi and Kurdish fighters who are taking on ISIS. $1.6 billion in the gear that they need. So they're sending thousands of chemical suits to the fighters in anticipation of what's going on with that terror group, because they believe that they've captured weapons from Saddam Hussein's regime. Isn't that interesting? Because, you know, that goes to that whole weapons of mass destruction and chemical weapons and everything else. But, of course, that's a sidebar thing. They're concerned that ISIS might even be able to weaponize some of that old mustard, sarin, chlorine gas stuff that the Department of Defense, that led the Department of Defense to provide the gear anyway. So the funding goes toward equipping three divisions specifically, each of the Iraqi army and Kurdish brigades, as well as a group of tribal fighters too. And it's clear that we're going to continue to equip the troops there. And this is 60,000 gas masks and 300 chemical detectors to test nerve, blood, and blister agents is what they call it. And the money will also pay for tens of thousands of rifles, machine guns, 2,000 anti-tank weapons, mortars, shotguns, you get the idea, radios, trucks, so all that stuff. And you can only imagine how those weapons would be turned on them. And they, of course, would have to have the way to be able to fight back when you're talking about chemical war. That's a lot different. And that's why supply, you know, as much as possible to ensure that they can keep fighting, because that's the whole idea here, wiping out ISIS and ISIL. And now, not later, not letting more Americans or Australians or people from the UK to get lathered up and decide that they're going to go to the Middle East and be part of this, which is just insane to me. I mean, just absolutely crazy. All right, one final thing, because it's a number, IRS workers are going to receive bonuses of 1%. How about that? The commish informed the employees in an email they're going to get a bonus next March, 1% of their base salary. The annual awards are down from 2 years ago. Agency workers got bonuses of 1.75%. They were delayed, of course, because of the shutdown, the budget cuts, that whole thing in 2013. But because of what's going on with the IRS, bonuses totaling $2.8 million. Yeah, I don't care if it's 0.5%. Nobody's going to be happy with it. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Autumn in the air. It's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.